Morning Kollel. Gematria im HaKollel, which means when you make a gematria, can you be one off? Okay, I'm reading you. You don't have this, but safer like a yosher. Kosav she'echad hatamim shekar l'sifer like a yosher. Who kihu b'gematria shem hamachaber. V'chayis v'bir she'af she'chaser achas b'minyan. That's what we're up to on the page. This individual, he wrote a sefer, and he called the sefer Leket Yosher. I don't know what his name is, and he says Leket Yosher is the same gematria as his name. He then acknowledges that it's one off. So he says, Imakol, right, exactly, Imakol, it's one off. So he says, it's not a kasha. Ein lahakbid al zeh, it's the top line. Ein lahakbid al zeh. She'ein lahakbid im chosar echa v'minyin digematria. How do you know that? He brings a raya from this daf. The daf over here is, this is a famous Rashi in Chumash as well. It brings a bigamatria. V'raya l'zeh misugin sh'omru b'shehiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtei shonim l'minyin v'noy shantem. Shu bigamatria tof tof nun beis. 452. V'heim galu, I'm sorry, 852. V'heim galu l'soif tof tof nun shana. And they, Klal Yisrael, went into exile exactly 850 years after coming into Eretz Yisrael. Now, why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a good day, be well, good to see you. Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send us into exile 2 years before Vinoy Shantem? This is a very famous chazal. Vinoy Shantem is Bigmatria 852. We could have remained in Eretz Yisrael one more year. One more year would still have been one less than Vinoy Shantem. We would not have fulfilled Vinoy Shantem Eretz. And the reason why we do not want to have fulfilled Vinoy Shantem Eretz is because the pasuk then goes on to say, V'badetem, you will be destroyed. So it triggers. One thing triggers the next. Being that we did not want to trigger V'ibadetem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to start with V'noy Shantem, so why couldn't we have gone one more year? So therefore, the reason why it had to be two is because if it's only one, it's equal. Off by one is not lacking. Mishum she'ein makpidim b'gematria al hashinui shel ois achas ayin sham. Period. So that's one source for this concept. Rambam himself remember b'zeh b'dvash lefi hey b'shem gurei ho'ari. Gurei means the talmidim of the Ari sheyesh l'daik minakosov Ephraim u'menashe k'ruvein v'shimon yihiyuli Ephraim u'menashe Ephraim b'gematria Ruvein Shemoin the Echod Choser. Ephraim and Menashe is equal to Ruvain and Shimon plus one. So you see that if it's not, this is a remes, that if you're off by one, Ephraim and Menashe is equal to Ruvain and Shimon. But it's not equal. It's one off. Ein ochanami, when you're off by one, it's insignificant, it's okay. Hare she'echod einoy ma'akev is not ma'akev. These are two very classic Amorei Chazal that tell us being off by one is not insignificant. I'm telling you this now because I want to tell you something in the Haggadah, something that I came across yesterday, which I thought is interesting, but it only makes sense if you say imakolo, you can be off by one. Okay, let's go to the next topic. Taikva shall I get shanastan avram avinu l'sari meinu. What exactly is this all about? B'sugin donu al get shanitan b'kfiyu, when a person is forced to give his wife a get. Rabbeinu b'chayei kosa b'shem Rabbeinu chananel shekeshabo avram avinu olav hashom l'gurar Gireish es Sara Isha. You don't learn about this in Cheder. That when Avraham Avinu came to Gerar, he actually gave his wife a bill of divorce because of the touchy situation that she was in with Paro. But Gerar was Avimelech. Gerar was Avimelech. They would kill him. If they found that he was married to her, they would kill him. Therefore, he prepared in advance by divorcing her. So, just in case they found out that he was married, she could always say, "We're no longer married. So, if you have to kill me, there's no need to kill me." The question over here is: this is not a kosher divorce. He's only giving get because he's afraid. Therefore, Omar Hashem is That's why Hashem said to Avimelech, "Bulas Bosh, Adayin he Eishes Ish," that she is still called an Eishes Ish. So he said there was not a valid divorce, and that's why Hashem is telling Avimelech that she's still married. Yansh Avram lo girsha birotzen v'harei zeget ba'oynis ein a get kosh. See, we hear very very interesting idea that when a get is given against the person's will, we have a makar from this Rabbeinu Chananel that it's not a kosher divorce. The Avimelech Toan v'Amar Hagoy Gam Tzadik. What?
Husband doesn't want to give
the gift, they beat him up. So if he says the words Roitzani, then it's kosher. But he has to say those words. Those words must be recited. So Avimelech said, "I'm a tzaddik." What's the lumdus of his argument? The lumdus is that by a goy, by a non-Jew, there is no such thing that if it's given against a person's will, that it's not valid. And therefore, since Avram gave it, and as far as I'm concerned, they're not Jewish. You can't bring a right from what took place before Matan Torah. He brings from the Aris on the other parts of this, the Masifta. The Ayin be Mishnah Lemelech Shadon Al Misha Girish Shishla Kedil Lachatilas Nafshe to save himself. And the get who Boinis Apostle, all different types of situation. A person gives a get against his will if it's Kosher Apostle. Oy Shema Kevin Shavotz Lachatilas Atzma Velo Ansua Ala Get Choshev Rotzon Vaget Kosher. All the various types of scenarios when a person is giving a get. How do we view the get? Beshut Mishnah Halachos Beer. You cannot bring a rye from the Maisa of Avraham to the story over here. Why not? To the Halacha L'Maisa. Kevin she Mishnasenu Dona Rak al Elu Shechayavim Midino Lhoitzi Vlitin Ksuba. Avon Mish Enu Machoib Mitzan Adin Lagorish Ve Oinsim Oiso Lagorish Bal Karachoch Ein Agel Devei Hakol. There are two different types of situation when a get is given. When a man is Mechoiv to give a get, and when a person is not Mechoiv to give a get. When a person, according to Halacha, is Mechoiv to give a get, Bezdin issues a psak that you must give this woman a get for various reasons, then when they force him to give a get, then the get is kosher. But when the person, according to halacha, is not forced to give a get, and the reason why he's giving a get is for just for whatever reason, because someone else wants to marry this woman, then in that situation, the get is not a kosher get. That is what the Mishnah halacha says. You first have to understand, why is he being forced to give a get? Is it for a halachic reason, or is it just out of convenience, or for some ulterior motive? We know among the Umos HaOlam there is something called Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noyach, and one of those things is Arayos. If a man lives with another man's wife, he's Chayiv Misa. The question is, what happens if one man forced his friend to divorce his wife, and that divorce, and divorce by a goy just means Haskama, they agree to separate. A divorce does not require by a non-Jew, the halacha does not require there to be a document and a gil written lashma. By a divorce, by a goy, the Rambam says the man takes a broom and he beats up his wife and says, "Get out of here and don't ever come back." That's called divorce. So what happens if a non-Jew is living with his wife and he's forced to tell his wife, "Get out and don't ever come back," and now another person lives with that woman? Is he chayiv misa for being nichshol in arayos, one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? The answer is no. Because even though this man forced his wife to divorce his wife for no good reason, it doesn't matter. Once she has been divorced, she is divorced. B'nei Sha'akum Ein Din Christos. They don't have all of these complex halachas. Ella Hagershin Tulim B'Shiluach. It all depends on sending away. V'kevan Sheshulcha Shulcha. Once he sent her away, she has been sent away. Yeh Be'ezayif and Shehu makes no difference. Avol B'Yisrael Shetzarech Krisus v'sefer v'das l'shmol lo'imol bo'ines. Okay, next sugya. The sugya of going to a secular court. You're not allowed to go to a secular court before you go to a Beis Din. Okay, this is a hot topic today. We spoke about this a number of times. The Choyber Isser Zeh, Yiduim Divrei HaTashbeitz. Okay, who is the Tashbeitz? We'll see soon. I wanted to do this a long time ago, so we'll try it today. I have over here a sefer published only a few months ago by Harav Yechiel Michel Stern. It's short biographies on the Gedolei Yisrael. Very.
Is it in back of his Kiddushin of the Chumash?
No. Brand new, much more elaborate. No. What's Chumash? Pinine Kedem?
Yeah.
Two volumes? No, those are very short. Those are teeny little, and also a lot of those are not necessarily Pleiskim. No, this is much, much more elaborate. This appears to be new, fresh. Okay, we'll see in a moment. So, I always felt deprived in my yeshiva years. I never knew who all these people, never studied who all these people are. All the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Nekubalim, the Darshanim, and the Gedolei HaPoskim, the contemporary and the modern, all the various terms they have for all the Gedolei Yisrael. So he has a whole set, brand new, it's fantastic, and it's very, from a very interesting perspective. Now you can go, I have Wikipedia, I printed out Wikipedia on the Tashbeitz. Okay, so it's interesting, but it's very different than his take. His take is a much more yeshivish approach to Jewish history, which has benefits.
Who is my Jewish
what?
Objective.
A selective yichas.
Is it objective?
Rechiel Michel Stern is the Talmud Chacham, is a Rashi in Eretz Yisrael. He's prolific. He has at least over 100 Svarim. Over 100 Svarim. Each one is a gem. Each one is unique. I think someone told me that he has people that help him. Doesn't do it all on his own.
Yeah, he has
guys help. And he has a moisid. He has some type of yeshiva organization where he, for certain types of students. He comes around, but he writes quite a bit. His father was a very famous person. His father was the Mashkiach of Panovich. Kamenitz. Kamenitz was a very, very, very holy person. They wrote a few biographies about him. A very, very holy person. So this is his son. I think his Yechiel Michel Stern. There's a Stern in the neighborhood over here. That's Mishpacha. No, not that Stern. That's a different Stern.
It's a different.
Yeah, I think that Stern. That Stern is
Stern in Pesach.
Have Mayor Stern? I don't think so. I think that's a different. It's a common name. Okay, let's go over here. Let's see. So the Tashbeitz writes. The Tashbeitz writes. Shekosav la'anshe kahal biskura. What's biskura?
Biskura.
Okay, so biskura beinyan choymer ha'avoyin shel arkois. He discusses the severity of going to a secular court before going to a secular court. V'halo yidatem. Do you not know? He gave musa to these individuals. Do you not know choymer isra bezel lohavi dinen lefnei arkois sehem to bring our legal disputes to a secular court? Are you not aware of the severity of this matter? The kol shekein bedine ishus, Allah has kav never to settle a marital issue by going to a secular court. For huki iser avod zara manish, he uses very harsh terms. Kemosha darshu al pasik ki lo kitzurenu tzuran. Our rock is not like their rock. V'lefi shatem ho'al ha'al matem ayin minyan zeh. You have hidden helamtem. Sorry, helamtem. You have hidden your eye from this matter. You made believe. You just made believe that you're not aware there's such a halacha that you're not allowed to go to a secular court. Unfortunately, there are many Jews today that don't know this halacha. They have no clue. Yeah.
There are a lot of their rock, and you said.
Our rock, it's a pasuk in Hazinu. Kiloi kitzurenu tzuram. Our Hashem is not like their gods.
Okay.
Their gods are nothing. Hashem is Hashem tzuri v'goyali. Hashem is called our rock.
Sela, right?
Sela. I have to go and bring to your attention the severity of this matter. The severity of this matter. Chilul Hashem is the worst possible sin, thing possible, and the only kapara Chazal say for Chilul Hashem is death. Nothing you can do in this world can tell for Chilul Hashem.
Torah. There is the sin of Avodah Zarah. Ki b'lechtam el beis te'osehem, to their court houses. Lidrash arke oisehem b'zehem noisnim mal v'chashivus le'elohem u'l'toyrah. Some are giving chashivus to their gods and to their laws. U'manichem, and you are abandoning Elokim chayim el cholom v'toyrah so toras emes. V'al ze'omar David HaMelech l'Mashalom yirbu atzvoisom achar meharu. Those that chase after an acher, someone else, those who are maharu, they run to chase after acher, other things. May their sorrows increase. They should be cursed. They should suffer a lot for going and running after things if you think there's something better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki heim noisnim maher v'chashivus le'el acher. They're giving precedence. Maher, they're giving precedence and chashivas to other gods. And this prohibition applies even if their laws are equivalent to our laws. V'kol shekein, how much more so, imhu motzi b'dinah masher apiyam d'var shav mashlo chayva tarasim tarasemes. Certainly when their laws are different than our laws. Shenim so goizel es chaveroi v'choismo, you're stealing, you're extorting. V'ein emeshiv gizelosa v'ein like apar l'olam, there's no forgiveness in this world. V'chazal amru lifneyem v'loy lifnei akum v'zo'eile hamishpatim asher tosim lifneyhem. Lifnehem, v'loy lifnei oivdei kochavim, avoidas kochav mazolos, ki mishpatov yisprach loy nidnam el liatzma liyisrael. When we come to them, they get very excited, they take away our money, and they take away the Yerusha. They take away even the whole succession, the whole process of Yerusha, it goes to them. Yotzim yizeh churba lohem ulchol kilos akodesh. It causes a great loss for the litigants. The litigants who go to the court, they're causing that their estate be taken away from them and given to the goyim, and to the entire kilos akodesh vehisem atem geroma benizakin. You're causing a great loss to your descendants, you're causing a great loss to your kihila. People should get up and inspire these sinners not to make these mistakes. Anyone that dares go to a secular court should be forewarned that he's committing a very great avera. And if they don't want to listen to you, tell them the truth. S, I don't know what that stands for. Hanachash, the Gzeras Iran, I don't know, Umeimar Kedishin, holy words, Vineshech, and snakes, Laman, the Loitzayis, Lina. They should be cursed. Ki ein roi lehalim ayim yadavazeh, you should not look the other way when it comes to people who go to the secular courts. The Chol Hamasirim, Yizaru, Kizarakia, all those that are tzaddikim will be tzaddikim, Vashel lo yishu lekol moirim, no. Nove Yenua shall be, no, you shall be exiled. For who becheto yamus v'al yishol sholom levad mimenu, they'll die, and everyone in Klai Yishol will survive. Okay, so this is obviously a very hot topic today. Today, going to secular courts, today, very common, you have the Jewish courts work together with the secular courts, where you have a very complicated case. The procedure is you first go to a Jewish court, and then the Jewish court basically gives you permission to go to the secular court, because they acknowledge that the matters are extremely complex, and it's all tied up in laws and regulations, and sometimes you do have the, there are a lot of laws which where the secular court will force you to abide by the decision, but it has to go through a whole very complex legal process. But many times the matters are so complex where the Bezin just says it's not possible for us even to deal with these issues. These are complex, therefore you go, but you basically have to first get permission. You go to a Jewish court, and the Jewish court gives you permission to settle in a secular court. But if you skip that very first step, that can be a very big problem. Okay, now, once I wanted to try this all along. Today, I only, today,
this by the way, this is the last staff of Masechta Gittin. Daf Tzadi is the last staff. So instead of going to Kedushin, I figured let's take a day to try to do this thing I always wanted to do, that every so often we learn over here every day another Paisek. This whole thing that was just a very short description from the Tashbetz. Who is the Tashbetz? I really have no clue. I've heard his name mentioned probably 100 times over the years, but I really have no clue who he is. So here from Rabbi Chilmuchel Stern Sefer, we have a very short bio of the Tashbetz. So his name was Rabbi Shimon Bar Tzemech Doi Duran. Duran, the way it's pronounced in English is Duran. Tashbetz is also known as the Rashbetz. Sometimes he's called with a Tav. The Shin Beis Tzadi. Now what's the Tav? Why is the Tav? How did the Tav get into? I don't know what the Tav stands for. The Reish is also known as the Rashbetz. The Rashbetz is Rabban, Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Bar Tzemach Doron. I do not know why there is a Tav. Why is more common as a Tashbetz? But let's see. Rebbe Kadmoin Gadol Mod, over here it says in the Shalom Eshif. He is described as a very holy person. Vehu Gadol Hamoybi was one of the Gedolei HaPaisek. By the way, he lived in the 14th century. He was born in the year 1361 and died in the year 1444. So he spanned the 14th and good part of 15th century. He was born, he'll go to tell us, he was born in Spain. Okay, he was born in Spain and he fled Spain to
Algeria.
Okay, he fled to Algeria, and that's where he remained, Algeria for the rest of his life. Let's see what it's over here. So, v'hu gadol hamoyrim noilad b'Pamla. Pamla is somewhere in Spain. You know where that is?
P-A-L-M-A.
Where is that, in Spain? City in Spain. Talmid Rabbi Ephraim Vidal. Does that mean anything to you? I don't know, not to me. V'hoya nin v'neched lo haramban. He was a grandson of the Ramban. So obviously we're dealing with the tail end of the Rishonim. The tail end, the Ramban himself was from the later Rishonim. So therefore over here we're dealing with the tail end of the Rishonim. Allah al-Mukhama shal rivash be al-gir. Al-Gir. Now here's very interesting about his life. Okay, so this L'Rashbetz is this is his sefer. In his own sefer, he has a sefer called Mogei Novos. He has a lot of svarim. Over here they have in Wikipedia all of his svarim. They have quite a bit of svarim. So he writes, Kosav Yalzes, Somachnu La Sois Ma Sebi Atsin, Little Pras, Me Atsin to take, he was supported by the Tzibor, Lismanos Rav Vidain Alehem. Remember, this 14th, 15th century, it was when you become a Rav, who paid you? So today, Rabbanim are paid by the community. This is a modern concept. Already this existed in the 14th century where he was paid. It was a Chiddush that the community paid his salary. For lo nohagnu heter biatzin. So he says that when we became Rav, we did not do this on our own. This was done by the haskama of the tzibur. Ela acha shenosanu v'nasnu bozeh, k'moy shechasavnu b'kuntres oruch sheyesh lanu, v'rohu oso gedoli hador hazakenim v'amu yosha v'yishar. And we got the haskama. This time we accepted a salary from the community to be served as rabbanim. He's referring to himself and his colleagues, was done with the haskama of the gedoli Yisrael. At the time, it would appear that it was controversial. This was something that was a new thing to do, that people should be paid by the tzibur. Their fingernail is thicker than our bellies. They were much greater than us. They also did this. They also were supported by the tzibur. There's nothing wrong with us being supported by the tzibur for the benefit of the klal. The yaduo hu ki tachlis tashmishenu. You should know we did l'shem shemayim lifnei hachacham lo hayi kedei leshe berosh. So the Tashbetz is saying no one should dare accuse me of taking rabbanus for kavod. I did not take this position for honor. Ki nechasim hayu lanu. I had a good job. I was a doctor. I went to medical school. I had a great job. The reason why I took the position of Rabbanus is because there was no one else. It's the best thing to do, to be a Jewish doctor. Nothing better than this. And a wonderful job. Aval ba'avoyin hadar nigzra shemad pol oisin aratzah so chayisalonu nafshinu l'shalol. We were slated for extermination. We had no choice but to escape Spain. There was some type of expulsion, I guess, in this day.
It was by the 11th century. They were basically, the Inquisition had begun. 1492, we were kicked out, but it was a couple of hundred years.
So he was 1361 when he was born. So he's dealing with the beginning of the 15th century. Okay, Nechanani. So he already in Spain where he lived. Nafshenu l'shalol, the hinachnu kol nechosenu shom. We had to abandon all of our assets in Spain. The hanitzol biyodenu nos. They allowed us to survive. They let us survive with our lives, that we should not come with the oines. I guess that means we should not be part of the Inquisition. Something along those lines.
Well, what happened was, that's where the Marranos began.
They
wanted to kill them all. Then they made a pshara that if you'll convert to Christianity, we'll let you live.
Those that saved.
From that massacre,
from where he lived. And he says, those that survive, anitzal biyodeinu nosnu osol legoyim, kedei shi'amoy ta'amenu biyodeinu v'loy novo lidei oines. Okay, what does that mean exactly? Those that saved, whatever, we just barely survived. V'dai lanu b'zeh p'sach hete b'mashen ohagu b'kedei shetia terasenu m'nesenu v'yom v'laylu l'nishvos. We're fortunate that we're able to study Torah. V'ilu ha'isa m'lechas ha'rafu m'sapekas baritz ha'zos asher nishtakonu ba l'ibonu lidei midazo. If I was able to find a job in my new country where I came to, I would have taken a job. Aval hi gerua ma'od, to be a doctor where I am now is impossible. V'losh ha'laritz edom l'irotzinu. We don't want to go to Edom. We don't want to go to Edom. Rome?
Rome means it's northern Europe.
Okay, so he doesn't want to go to Europe. He doesn't want to go to Europe. Bilbul oisam mekay mosav chol yom nechshedu sham gezeres shemad. Every single day it gets worse and worse. Uman de noches le chivye chavla matchile. A person that's bitten by a snake, should you tell him that you should go and make yourself subject to more danger, susceptible to more? Of course not. So therefore, that's what he says. Therefore, this is the background. He comes from Spain. He ended up in Algiers. He's there. He was a doctor. There was persecution. There was the Inquisition. And he barely survived, and therefore he took up a shtela as a rav for the benefit of the klal, with the permission of the gedolei Yisrael. B'shut tashbetz, this is very interesting. What he writes now: kosav lechot shloi rotsa lekabel piskay. Now listen to this: you go to a rabbi, and the rabbi tells you what the halach is, and the baal habos says, sorry, Rabbi, I'm not going to follow your psak halacha. I can't accept this. So he gave him a musa shmus. He writes over here, you better listen to me. If you don't listen, you don't want. You know what's good for you. You follow my psak. Try writing this today. I assume that you know that I don't cut cucumbers. I don't cut reeds in the swamp for a living. He tells the baal habos, you know, I'm just not an ordinary guy here. When I tell you to follow the halacha, don't. I'm not just a person that cuts reeds in the swamp. With extreme humility, I consider myself to be one of the students, and I'm less than this. I'm telling you, I'm a nothing of a nothing. Don't get me wrong. I don't hold for myself. I'm a nothing from a nothing. But yodea teida, yodea teida, ki zonov la'aroyo sayis bimei charfi vizikuki dinor have. Okay, these are different expressions of humility. I know what these things mean. But they consider to me chashuv. But yet I have developed. Even though in my youth I was a nothing of a nothing, but over time I have developed. I have matured in learning. And I am not in my decisions like a person that is groping in darkness. Okay, I don't ever issue a halachic decision until I go and I deliberate and I am 100% certain that I am correct. Umeoilam, look at this, who has such a track record? It never happened. Oyamarti dover dvar hara v'chazar diburi. It never happened that I issued a psak and I made a mistake. I had to change, retract my psak. V'yidu olai kol chachmi haros eile at sefarat. Check me out. Google me. Google me and you will see that I have a reputation second to none. When I make a decision, it's thought out, it's careful, it's a careful decision. Therefore, if I'm telling you what the halacha is, even though I don't hold it myself very much, but I am the rabbi, I have developed, I have matured, I know what I'm doing, and therefore you have no choice but to listen to me. Misravi has all the Sarv, Tashbetz, Alpi, Al-Halacha Sarif, Berechos, Chedusha Rashbetz, Chayv Hulu, go down. And then in the last one he writes, B'shuvasav, Kosav, Shehaneh, Shehoye, B'zman, Aliyah, L'regel, Shalei, Omar, Li'odam. So he writes about this, that we know that in the base of Hamidash, there was a miracle that a person never said that it's crowded. Shalei, Omar, Li'odam, Tzali, Amokam, Kein, Anu, Royim, Mechol, Yom, Tobi, Yushalayim, Shemagim, Kol, Kach, Harbi, Anoshim, L'Ubeis, HaKnesses. So he writes about the HaKnesses, V'yashmokam, L'Klum. So he testifies in his safe that he made Aliyah. It seems like he would visit, it seems what it says, that he visited Yerushalayim. Okay, that's what it seems. And he says when they came to the Batei Knesios, there was no room, and he testifies that miraculously people were able to fill into these Batei Knesios. That's what they call Bnei Yisrael. There's a very famous Zvar, and it comes from him. Everyone knows this, and it seems that this is where it comes from, this Tashbetz, that Yisrael is Rosh Tevos, Avraham, Yitzchak, the Yuds are repeated, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. I'm sure you've all heard that, that Yisrael, it represents the Avos and the Imos. He was the first one to say it. He's the one. What?
Where's the Avraham?
Aleph is Yisrael. Aleph Lamed. The Yud. The Yud
repeats itself.
The Yud repeats. Yud is Yitzchak and Yaakov.
Where's the
Israeli?
Sarah is sin. Is Yisrael. Reish is Yisroh. And Rachel also repeats itself, and Leah is the last letter of Yisrael. So all of the letters of the word Yisrael represent the Avos and the Imahos. He is the one that was Mechadish this interesting idea. Okay, so a little Jewish history, a little Jewish history about who.
Whenever he dealt with unruly congregants, he would tell them the line that he gave was that to just remember at your funeral, I'm the one making the speech. He said, I'm the one making the Hesed.
Yeah, he assumed that he would die before him, though.
Right.
Okay. Let's do another. Okay, let's finish up. Listen to this page. So next up. Nisinas Ged Machmas Ahava Shaloiti Zakek Lichalitza. A man gives a get for ulterior motives. Bishut Maharam Lublin. Huva Chuval Mehalavush. Since the pasuk says that you give a get is introduced with the words v'hoya im lo simsachem be'enav, there's a problem. There's a problem. So if a person is giving a get may ahava, he loves his wife. And exactly that's why he's giving a get, because he has a brother, Elizabeth, Medina Sayan, and she will not be able to easily do chalitza. So in order to spare from this trouble, he gives her a get. Maybe such a get goes against the theme, goes against the theme.
It's before where a man is giving
Same idea. So he here is coming, the Levush is coming to ask a fundamental question. Anytime a get is given me ava, one can argue it's not a kosher get, because the Torah introduces the parsha of get with the words v'choya im lo simsachein be'enav. So if a get has to be me sinna, not me ahava, because sinna only means because the Navera took place. So he asked this question, Shemashu Dafka Shemagash Machma Sina or say Tira to Legarish Abu Kishamotse, Shem Legarish and Lapoto Michalitza, Ulai Behagab and Loy Hetiro Hatar Legarish. Hanoi de Behudo, Havi Hara Arazui brings down this question. Because of Shemashu Mahatar Rehoy and Lotzheim Ain Loshin Tanai, Lahatira Gersh. Don't make any mistake, it's a Tanai. The Hoyo is not a Tanai. El Shadibra Kosov Behoy there, the Torah is discussing the common case. Why would a man want to normally divorce his wife if he likes her? The Torah just means, again, it's Dibre HaKosev B'hoive. Be'orach HaShulchan. Hevi Dibre HaLavosh. He brings the Kash and the Lavosh. The Kosa Be'emes Ein Shom She'el B'zeh. This is ridiculous. Shel HaSoivrim Sha'afil Ludas Beis Shamai. Shel Yigarish Adam Elim Kein Motsa Bo Dvar Erva. Ein Zeh Loi Mitzvah Loi Choyva Ela Eitzah Toiva B'Alma. This, what about according to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says a man is not allowed to divorce his wife unless she does an erva, she was mizaneh. But let's say she's giving him a hard time, you're not allowed to. Does that mean that according to Beis Shammai, if a person goes ahead and he violates the halacha, he goes and he gives a get, it's not a kosher get? Of course not. Of course a good get. Pshita shiyoch l'garish kamei ava. Ve'af l'achot yim al ha-mishnah l'melech. Those who argue on, I don't know whether they're referring to the Mishnah Lamelech. He's bringing this down from the Mishnah. He brings down the. He brings it down over there. Meram Lublin. It's in the parentheses. Look in the parentheses above. The Baruch Hashulchan. Who's the Soivim? I think he's quoting the Mishnah Lamelech. Gerish Tuluch is Gerish. Very good. Even those who do the Mishnah Lamelech. That is only when a man divorces wife against her will. Then maybe you can argue. Ach kol shemagasha biritzoina. But when the woman accepts the divorce willingly, yoch legarsha afim loy motza ba ervastav v'lechin ged me'ava shu meiratzen o'isha moil af ledas be'shamay. So here the Aruch HaShulchan introduces another factor. Even if you want to make such a suggestion, that would only be true when it's being given to her against her will. But since Bezman has said there is no such thing as giving a woman a get against her will because of Chem the Ben Ugersham, so when it's being accepted willingly, then everyone will agree, of course, that it's going to be okay. Teret Zeh al Ha'aras al Levush. Kosav, it's not unique to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's also found in the Shuk Enik Halacha. For Hesef B'Shem Tshuvas Heshev Moshe, Shehamis Mamer al Divre al Levush, Hanal Shekosav Devarim Zorim, Lohitzi Dinim Midrashos, Midrash Apoiskim, Lachain Kosav Apoiskim Shein Loch. You should not take this seriously. You're looking for trouble if you take the words of the Levush seriously, because then you're going to be mitzi las on many gitin that are given Bizman Hazeh. They're not given me sin and they're given me ahava. So therefore it's a mitzvah in order to come along and to reject the words of Levush, not to mitzi las. Okay. To elaborate upon the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, which was second by the Emek Halacha, we can prove from Mechaloifin, and when she accepts it willingly, Mechaloifin gamel das beishamai huva gamel teres tamimah, teres tamimah. Rav Baruch Epstein, shekosav nir shekol zemeduba kishemagasha shaloy liritzoyna. Avol emagasha oisub ritzoyn shneim kugoyin kidei shalo tibol lifnei yavam. Oish shahilach lemidas hayam v'loy tishar aguna. Oish eni yichol leilat she can't give birth mimenu chudaimeh. Bevadai mutu lugarsha b'loy kol sibacheres. Even if there's no dvar erva, for there's a good reason to divorce her, can be done. V'raylu zem mishum shim koliko gershon lo yu ella lemela ne edus erva. In Cain, Haloi Lehoisa Tarzuch Leforesh Hapsul Shel Gershin LeKoyhein. So look at this raya. Why does the Torah have to say that a Koyhein may not marry a Gerusha Shemukhruch Shazoinehi? There's another reason why a Kohen can't marry a Grusha. If the only reason why a man can divorce his wife is because there are witnesses that testify that she was Mizaneh, she's automatically a Zoina. And Isha Zoina v'chalala lo yikachu. So it's superfluous for the Torah to tell us about the laws of a Grusha. So this is a murder raya. So the fact that there's a din of a Grusha indicates that Zoina is not enough. Why is it that it's possible to get divorced even if you're not a Zoina? Why? For whatever reason. In Cain, halo lo ha'isa tarit zichul lefarshab social gear gugushul koin shayim mechash shazoyin hi kevish neskasim neim mivne evastav aide edim shayim mevur begmar shakol hamachlokusam he bezivuk sheni al bezivuk grishin kula moedim sheyiger shena rak b'motza by ervas. Everyone agrees that when it comes to the first divorce, according to Beis Shammai, is ervas davar. Okay, the ayin sham shabir shahiter legarish af imurak higdicha tavshilu mehu beikar letayvasan lezuchusan lechoydan shal benos yisrael. According to one opinion, the Gemara Beis Hillel, even if she nahimena ki in the hayamikar hadin shein resham legarish. The world will say she may ervas davar gersha. The imkain haya shemuasa ra v'lohaisa yecholi nasiyod. She would never be able to remarry because she have a bad reputation. Mash enkain im gam evsha she discourish she may sibas shaynes shein miganes asa. So there will be a problem being moisei shemra. Anytime a person would want to divorce his wife, there will be an issue of moisei shemra, because people are going to assume the worst, and we know that's not so. We know that cannot be the case. Okay, so this is just to take out of this, at least the bare minimum, is a chiddush of the Levush. The Levush asked a very good question: how can there ever be a get me'ahava when the Torah says ki motza ba ervas dovar? And the answers are diber. Akosov Bohoide. Torah speaks about the common case, but it's not the only case. And we have the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe only when it's against her will, but when it's done willingly, then there's no issue. And the third Mahalach, the Raya, that comes from the fact that we do find Kohanim are not allowed to marry a Grusha, and if the issue would be, the only reason why one can get divorced because of Ervas Dover, there would be a more fundamental issue of a Zoyna, which the Torah already said before. Last shtickle for the Masechta, Im Yesh Lagar Isha Roha Bitara Tamima Kasav Lavar Divrei Beis Hillel Shev Shlagarish Isha Afiluim Hikdicha Tavshilai. If she burns his dinner, Shenira Hakavone Im Hikdicha Tavshilai Bikavone Laknitai. So you have to take the Gemara with a grain of salt, with a little burnt challenge.
too much salt.
Take the Gemara, it means that she did this lahachis in order to anger him.
She just said that it was like, you know, she burned, she cooked, she grilled a couple of steaks, and you come home to eat it, and she says, thank God mine is okay, yours burned.
That's what it means. Vine, b'shut chasam sofer hikshem imashem b'gemara, sh'rav kor alishtoi moitze ani mar mimoves es ha'isha. He said about his own wife, pretty serious stuff. V'chein rabbi chiyah v'chein matzinu b'oidich tanayim v'amadoyim sh'savlu minishoseihem. They did not have happy marriages. V'kosha. The question is, Eich avu al oisa mitzvah shel yesh lugarsha. There's a mitzvah, v'hayim lo yisim tzachayim b'ena, v'im nema sheheim adayin lo yigiyu lo yisa ha-shir, to that shir, af al pi shahayu lechem mar mimaves, im kein, nof al pita bibira. The bread has fallen. I don't know what this expression means. Umi hachacham l'shar davar zeh. How do you know when it's too much? Where do you draw the line? The alkein kasav liyashiv shetzorich lema shayos v'hoyu noshim elut tzadikos bedvorim acherim. And this is an amazing concept. They may have been wicked in one matter, but they had redeeming qualities. They were very righteous in other matters. Chamoy shemutzin b'shas shamu dayenu. So Chazal say that it's enough shemegadlois bonenu, they raise our children, umatzilois anu min achet, and the fact that we were married, that takes away the yetzahara.
Can you close the machine for a second? Because you don't want to put this in on the internet. The next line.
What's wrong with what it says?
No, next line you don't want to put
it in. Toiv l'isha.
Toiv l'geber k'izbo
k'tzat. K'tzas m'isha l'fisha. Neged masha hanosa merubim masim atoivim. There's no such thing as a perfect woman. You have to overlook the chesroinos. Yotza hefseidoi v'vschoroi. V'rava sh'omar sh'isha harua b'deoiseha mitzvah l'garsha. Isha b'de mitzvah l'garsha medabra v'isha harua b'midoiseha v'gam b'shor dvorim lo nimsa bo dover toiv. Sh'oz, that would be sh'im mitzvah l'garsha m'shim ha'isam dvorim b'kom ha'gam yish mitzvah b'shim sh'ura b'de. Okay, we'll leave this for the marriage counselors and the marriage psychologists. We'll leave it for them.